It is time for us to check sports. And in sports, it happened yesterday. It's a joyous day. It's not a joyous day for Joe Judge, but I'm sorry. I was a big supporter of his. He showed a little improvement his first year, but this year, a collapse. They had injuries. He had no way to deal with it. They had the quarterback sneak on their own three-yard line twice in a row. He had that press conference, which was embarrassing. He had to go, and he is gone. He was fired by the Giants 2 years and 33 games. The third straight coach, co-owners John Mara and Steve Tisch, have dismissed in two seasons or less. Steve Tisch and I both believe it's in the best interest of our franchise to move on another direction, Mara said in a statement. We met with Joe yesterday afternoon to discuss the state of the team. I met again with Joe this afternoon, and it was during that conversation I informed Joe of our decision. We appreciate his efforts on behalf of the organization. Quote, I said before the season started that I wanted to feel good about the direction we were headed in when we played our last game of the season. Unfortunately, I cannot make that statement, which is why we made this decision. End quote. Major League Baseball and the Players Association are scheduled to get back to meetings tomorrow, and the first negotiations between the parties since the labor talks broke off on December 1st. If they don't get going, we might have a shortened baseball season this year. Or maybe no baseball season at all. Who knows? In basketball yesterday, the Nets fell to the Trailblazers 114-108. Anfernee Simmons had 23 points, 11 assists, and shorthanded Portland Trailblazers took advantage of James Harden's absence for that 114-108 victory over the Brooklyn Nets on Monday night. Well, Jake Paul did it again. He KO'd Tyron Woodley. And he calls out the UFC star, saying, I'm going to embarrass them, too. He knocked Woodley out in their second fight on a Saturday night in Florida and had time to call out some UFC superstars. Yeah, I don't know what to think about this guy. I just really don't. He has a hell of a punch, but just the way he acts, I don't know, man. He's got a lot of bravado, and I'm kind of glad he's taking on the UFC because Dana White really goes a little bit overboard with that. I'm not a big fan of the UFC. I'll watch occasionally clips of it, but I'll take regular boxing over the UFC. It's just that's me. I know, but there's millions of you out there that love the UFC, and these, you know, bare hand. Martial arts, boxing things. So it can't be all wrong because so many of you out there like it. All right, now let's get back to the Giants. Who do you think is going to coach the Giants? Who do you think the GM of the Giants is going to be? I mean, there's a list of possibilities that people out there. And I've got the list here, as long as I can spell possibilities correctly. There's 8 or 9 potential candidates to be coach of the Giants. It all depends, but they had to do this. They're hiring a new general manager. They have to have the general manager have his pick of the coach. The names that are out there that are being thrown around, Brian Flores, the ex-Dolphins coach, who in his 2 years has turned that squad around. Why was he fired? He was fired because he just didn't get along with the owner. Kellen Moore, the Cowboys offensive coach, no, no, no. Dan Quinn, the Cowboys defensive coordinator, no, no, no. Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, maybe, maybe, maybe. Brian Daboll, the Bills offensive coordinator, maybe, maybe, maybe. The Buccaneers defensive coach, Todd Bowles, I don't think so. Patrick Graham, who was the Giants defensive coach, the defense wasn't as bad this year as I mean, they were constantly put in a position of having to make up for the offense. Vance Joseph, the Cardinals is a possibility. People are throwing around other names too, but I don't believe that the names that they're throwing around are really accurate. Josh McDaniels, who knows? I mean, you know, it just says New York Giants hire. I'm looking at this now, and this is coming from Sports and Rut. They say that the Giants have hired Josh McDaniels. And the big question is, whoever they hire, this is an old story. I mean, come on. Geez. This is where the internet really stinks. The real big story is whether the Giants are going to keep Daniel Jones. I don't know. They renew his contract at $21 million. And I think he's got talent, but he's injured so much. You know, you can say what you want about Eli Manning. The guy never missed a game until that bonehead took him out to put Geno Smith in years ago. The guy was just there all the time. Now, some people are saying that Jim Harbaugh, I don't think he's going to come to the Giants. I wouldn't be displeased, but I don't think he's going to come. You know, that's another name that's being thrown around. Doug Peterson, the former Eagles coach. He won a Super Bowl with the Eagles a year ago, 2 years ago. I guess he's someone that they could go after. But it's going to be a tough decision. And like I said, I've got nothing against Daniel Jones. He can run. He can throw the ball. But the injuries, they need a quarterback that can get in there and play. Not be down with so many injuries. So anyway, that is my look at sports and my editorializing on the New York football Giants.